Hustle culture sold you a dream that was really never about you. It was about productivity metrics and about how much you could output before your body gave out, about grinding until that shit worked out. And then you got to grind harder, and then you have to post about the grind so that other people are going to see you grinding and think that you're serious. It sold you the idea that your value was directly proportional to how busy you were, how little sleep you got, team no sleep, right? How many times did I use that hashtag? Wake up call, how many things you had going on simultaneously, and how efficiently you could convert your working hours into revenue. Some of you, some of us, we bought into that bullshit completely and we built the fucking schedule. We color coded the calendar. We said yes to everything because hustle culture told us that rest was for weak ass people who didn't want this bad enough. We drank the Kool-Aid, my friends, or most of you, coffee, energy drinks. We skipped the sleep and answered emails at midnight and called it ambition. And it's really cool because even once I pulled myself out of it, I had the pleasure of getting to coach people who did all of that. I've sat across from them on even my interview show, people that aren't even my clients, episode after episode, and you hear the same story with different details. You could listen, you could pull any of those conversations, it's all kind of the same. They hit the metrics hustle that culture told them to hit, and they're fucking miserable. Not secretly struggling while appearing successful, they genuinely thoroughly, like, this is not what the fuck I thought this was, like, miserable, and they want to burn it down because hustle culture never asked them what they were actually built for. It just tells everybody go faster. You guys, welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast. Brandon Lynette here. I'm your voice authority podcast coach. Your mess is your message, your potential is your purpose, and it's time to get the fuck over yourself and go build some shit. And I guess I've been wanting to talk about hustle culture for a while because it's bullshit. And it blows my mind. 150 plus interviews I've done since the end of February when I started my interview show. And that is Listen, Bitch, What Makes You Special, in case you're new here and you have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. Just every conversation. And I think it's crazy because what the hell? I'm not talking about hard work. Hard work is real. Hard work is necessary, and I believe in it completely. I'm talking about the hustle culture, the specific ideology that says your worth is determined by your output, the rest is laziness, and that more is always better, and that external metrics are the appropriate measure of a life well lived. That's the bullshit that I'm really talking about today, are the external metrics. And the reason I'm calling it out may not be because I think you should work less. It is because I have watched it hollow people out from the inside while they keep putting on this fucking show that the external version of success for for this audience, that literally the audience is never going to be satisfied anyway. And there is a different way. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easier, because I think anything that we're going to build, any shit that we build is going to there's going to be a price. There is a cost. And that's the whole point. Life's going to cost you, whether you're sitting on your ass or you're building shit, it's going to cost you. But the way I see this working for you, for all of us, it does not leave you empty at the end of it, like hustle culture does and will. Before we get into it today, I don't have Zen here because I put it in my car. Yeah, obviously today is brought to you by Super Patch. And Zen is the one I popped on today because I had so much computer work to do. I needed that clarity. And clarity is what is required to find your actual purpose and work from it rather than the external approval loop that requires a brain that is not fried from overextension. Zen supports that cognitive balance, decision making, improved information flow. It's your brain doing what it was built to do rather than just doing more of what the culture told it to do. Obviously, my patches, my stickers, y'all, are drug-free. Where do I have them on today? I am wearing them. Can you see? If you guys are watching the video, you can see I got Big Fat Joy right here in the front and center, and I have a couple on the sides. We've got some. I'm always patched up, baby. These are drug-free, ingredient-free, safe for anybody. I could put them on a baby. I could put them on your grandma. I could put them on your mama. It's vibrotactile technology working directly through your nervous system, and I always have a link in the show notes for you guys. So let me be a little more specific, maybe precise is the word, about what I mean when I say hustle culture, because I want to be fair before I tear it the fuck apart, okay? There is a version of hustle that is real and that is good. And that's the willingness to do the hard shit, the discipline to show up when the motivation is fucking dried up, the commitment to the work even when the work isn't fucking glamorous, especially when it's not glamorous or not sexy or immediately rewarding. That version is not what I'm calling bullshit. That version is what every person who has ever built anything real has had to access at some point. Hustle culture is the ideology that grew up around that kernel of truth and it weaponized it into something else entirely. It is the Gary V 4 hours of sleep content. It is the I will sleep when I'm dead mentality. It is the measuring of human worth by productivity output and the shaming of rest and the celebration of burnout as a badge of fucking honor because you are burning out. You must be serious about this. Hustle culture is also, and I don't think people talk about this enough, it's a marketing strategy. The people selling the hustle culture are selling courses and masterminds and supplements and planners and systems and communities built around the shared identity of someone who hustles. I fell for that, wanting to be a part of something, wanting to make a difference. I fell for that. The hustle identity needs to be maintained. It has to be fed, performed, and most importantly, bought and paid for. The hustle culture industry profits from the belief that you're not doing enough yet, if ever, and that the right product is what will close the gap. The right system is going to close the gap. The right setting is going to close the gap. That isn't a coincidence. That's a whole design. But here's what it's not. It is not asking you what you're actually built for. This is where I started getting the message that I'm just thoroughly fucked up. Something is wrong with me. Because the hustle culture is not asking whether the shit that you're building is the shit you were meant to build. The system that you're following, is it the system that's going to work for your personal fucking brain? It does not give a fuck about soul work. It does not give a fuck about boundaries. It doesn't give a fuck about your health, your wellness. It gives a fuck about none of that. And I'll tell you what I learned. Health is wealth, and that comes first. Doesn't fucking matter how much money you have. I've seen a lot of rich ass people die. Okay? So health is the wealth. You take care of yourself first. It doesn't give a fuck about that. Hustle culture is only interested in your output and your willingness to pay for frameworks to optimize the output of a direction that it's never even going to ask you to evaluate. It's going to herd you like a fucking sheep. And everything becomes an external validation. Everything. We want the accolades. We want the applause. Did I get my little gold star because I didn't sleep last night? I was answering emails at 2 in the morning. Do I get my gold star? You guys, over 150 interviews on my show, coaching women who have built businesses, podcasts now, their messages, platforms. I help them with branding. I've sat across from people who have built some very fucking impressive shit. That by every external metric, hustle culture measures. And the pattern, it's consistent. It's the one that shows up like in every fucking conversation where someone's been deep in the hustle of for long enough, it's emptiness that's very hard to name while you're in the middle of it. I've never met someone who was happy and at peace and had joy who's in the middle of a hustle culture. And I'm not saying these people are not failures by any definition. I mean, they have bank accounts I will only ever dream of. Their revenue was real. I saw that. The audience real, the business real. But when you ask them whether they feel like they're doing what they're made for, the answer is almost always the same version of I don't know. I don't know anymore, and I don't know who I am anymore. I got so focused on doing the shit that I forgot to ask whether I was doing if this is the right thing for me. And they're miserable, not necessarily because they worked hard. It's because they worked hard in the wrong direction for so long, chasing that external validation that could never, ever, ever feel good because the external validation is always measuring the wrong shit. So they lose the thread of what they're actually here to do. And yes, baby, God gave you a heart, a mind, and a soul, and he gave you a purpose, every single one of us. Whether you believe or not, he gave you a purpose. And the really heartbreaking part of this, the part where I help them figure this out, in the middle of a life, they've already built what they were actually supposed to do. And I'm not saying that their work was bad. I've seen a lot of hustle culture make a big difference. I've seen it. It's just that nobody's ever asked the right question before they started in this space because it's a business model. That question is, what are you built for? Not what can you output? Not what will the market pay for? Not what will you get the most downloads for, or the most followers, the most revenue in the shortest amount of time? What are you built for? What's the soul work? What's the thing that when you're doing it makes the hustle feel less like you're putting on a show and more like you're in your purpose? Those are questions that hustle culture will never ask you because it is not profitable for them to ask you this. You think I have a lot of people from the hustle culture era in my life rooting me on right now? Absolutely not, because how are my podcasts making them money? How is my content making them money? It's not. And guess what? I'm still in the hustle. Just not the toxic hustle culture. I'm working hard. Babes, I'm working hard. I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom, okay? I'm still homeschooling two of the kids. That is a full-time job. Keeping them alive, keeping them fed, raising them, homeschooling them, that is a full-time job. And I'm out here in my extra time, whatever extra is, doing the work I'm doing. I'm working hard. But you know what else I'm doing? Setting fucking boundaries, protecting my sleep. I don't answer, a guest question at 3 in the morning. There are boundaries. There are office hours. I'm respecting the boundaries of my husband's requests, and office hours are when he's gone. That's it. When he's home, that's his whole point of wanting me home. He wants mom present. He wants, that's how it is. So I work extra hard in the time that I can. You know what's happening to your nervous system with the hustle culture? Because I was there, and it runs on dopamine. And what's happening is it's running your ass into the ground. Every external metric you hit produces that dopamine release, right? Like your follower count goes up, the revenue number hits, the course sells, the download milestone lands, dopamine, boom, boom, boom. And the brain is like, yes, that's my favorite drug. Give me more. And so you go back for more of that. And the metric that produced the dopamine last time, now that's the baseline, bitch. That means you need a higher metric to produce the same dopamine response next time. It's called tolerance. And it's the same shit behind every other compulsive behavior that your brain runs when it starts chasing a reward that's never going to satiate. You will never be satisfied. And the approval is never enough because the approval is not actually what you need. Your brain is chasing validation because something in the self-concept is looking for confirmation that you're enough, that what you're doing matters, and that the direction is right. And external metrics cannot ever answer those questions. Temporarily, it could shut them the fuck up, but it can't answer those questions. So then that hunger comes back. So you increase the hustle, and the burnout compounds. And the people on the outside see someone who is killing it while the person on the inside running on fumes and wondering why hitting the goal didn't feel the way they thought it would. They're dying inside. Your nervous system is running a chronic stress response under all of this. The sympathetic state, okay? You know that's the fight, flight, freeze, and go. That's where hustle culture keeps you permanently activated. You're always on. The productivity, the output, the responding at midnight, the I will rest when I'm dead. All of it is sympathetic nervous system activation, all just pretending to be ambition. And the human body was not designed to live in that sympathetic activation indefinitely. The physical cost is fucking real. The cognitive cost, fucking real. The emotional cost, bitch, it's real. The spiritual cost, that erosion of the ability to hear God's voice, to know what you're actually built for, is perhaps, absolutely without a doubt, the most expensive of all. When you operate from purpose rather than hustle, something shifts physiologically and it's not immediate. There will be discomfort and you will have like a little withdrawal from that external approval, but eventually, When the work comes from the shit you're actually made for rather than from a metric you're chasing, your nervous system response is different. The activation is still there, but it's sustainable, not depleting. The dopamine fires differently when the reward is intrinsic rather than external. Your body can tell the difference between doing the right thing and doing the productive thing. And it's been trying to tell you for a while, but the hustle culture is so loud, how the fuck could you hear it? How could you hear it? And because we have this beautiful God-given gift of neuroplasticity, this means that the brain you've built around the hustle identity can be rebuilt around a purpose identity. It just takes time. It takes the discomfort of letting that external validation matter less and less while you find the internal compass that hustle culture worked really hard to drown out. But the rewiring is very real. It's available immediately. It just takes the practice. If you guys imagine, right? We take two runners. The first guy's running. First one, she's running. She set a goal, and the goal requires running. And she has a training plan, and she's tracking her pace and her mileage and comparing both to the people she follows online who run further and faster and make her feel like she should be doing more. She runs every day, posts every run, measures every metric. And when someone asks her if she loves running, she has to think about it before she answers. Second runner runs because something about it connects her to herself in a way she cannot put into words. Some mornings she runs further than planned, and some mornings she cuts it short, and the decision's made from how she feels rather than from a metric. She does not post every run. She does not compare her mileage to anyone else's. When someone asks her if she loves running, she does not hesitate. So both runners are running, right? The output might even be similar on paper, but only one of them is sustainable. Only one of them will still be running in 20 years because the shit that keeps her going isn't attached to a metric that can be outpaced or a validation that can be withheld. You could build a whole fucking life the way the first runner runs. You could build a business and a platform and a following and a revenue stream and a schedule that will make hustle culture so proud. And you could do all of it from a place that is fundamentally unconnected to what God made you for. Or you could find the shit, that thing that does to your soul what running does to the second runner and build from there. The metrics might come slower. The external validation might be more ambiguous or longer. The comparison will not be flattering in the early stages, but you will not be miserable when you get there. And you'll still be doing it 20 years from now because the fuel source it doesn't run out because it's connected to that real shit. And obviously, I mean, the course industry is perhaps the biggest beneficiary of hustle culture because hustle culture is built on the premise that the right strategy is where they got me for years. It's going to unlock the results, and the results are always just one more investment away. The strategy course, the mindset course, the productivity system, the launch framework, the social media mastery program. Not only did I buy them, I sold them. All of it is selling you the next tool for the hustle machine while never asking whether the machine is actually pointing in the right direction. And I have nothing against education. I still sell education. The difference is that the shit I'm selling is designed to get you to the place where you don't need to keep buying shit. Because what happens? Your podcast is built. The message is clear. The platform is yours, and the work is coming from the right place. Hustle culture education is designed to produce permanent customers. The next course solves the problem the last course created. That's what happens. Little birdies, I kick you out of my nest real fast, okay? Let me just tell you. Let me just tell you, you get kicked out of my nest really fast. The attention economy. Are we kidding? Runs on hustle culture because a person who's hustling is a person who's measuring, who's checking, who's comparing, who needs validation, is looking for metrics on a platform that monetizes every second of your engagement. A person operating from soul work, from purpose, from doing shit they were actually built for, is much less dependent on the platform's validation because the internal compass has been calibrated, does not give a fuck about the external confirmation to stay on course. That makes me a less valuable product for the attention economy. Aw, she's not gonna stay here. I mean, my husband and I are just talking about this. My gosh, talking about TikTok. I have an agency and an agent that I just started working with. So I will be going live regularly on TikTok. Here's some things. I spent some time last night watching some of the lives and what they're doing on their lives. And people for hours are just hyping up an audience to send them gifts, to share hearts, to put emojis, to leave a comment. And like, I'm listening and my brain is melting at the same time because I think they're hustling. But like, what's the value? What is the value? I mean, even just this morning, we're laying there and I'm just like, baby, I don't like, I'm talking to my agent today so I could figure this out because I'm like, I'm not that person. I can't just sit there and not provide value and just engage with people and ask for this stuff. Like, I feel like a sellout. Where is the value? It's that hustle culture. They're getting this external validation. They're high on this. TikTok's paying them well because they're keeping people on the platform. Some things are not worth the money. And if that's going to be what it takes, and I'm giving it a fair shot, I'm giving it a fair shot to see, can I provide value truly on TikTok? Can I? Can I help anybody say yes to their potential? Can I help someone start their podcast? Can I help someone, create their voice, find their voice? Can I do that? The hustle culture influencer space, I mean, it's built on aspirational identity consumption. You do not buy the course because you think the course will work. You buy it because buying it makes you feel like the kind of person who takes their hustle seriously. The product is the identity, not the outcome. And as long as you believe that your identity is hustle, you keep buying the shit from other people. And you keep going on there. You keep mindlessly scrolling. And I'm looking at these rooms, I'm like, man, the audience is huge. I don't understand. These two people had like 6,000 people watching their live video and they're doing nothing. Like there was no content. It hurts my brain. That's what we've created in society, really. I'm just gonna say the antidote is not buying less or working less or becoming less ambitious. It's just becoming clear on what you're actually built for, that you stop looking outside yourself to confirm whether you're on the right track. It's easy for me to go on a place like TikTok because I don't need the external validation. If anybody ends up showing up, that's amazing. I hope I can bless them with something, some kind of wisdom, some kind of hope, some kind of content. Okay. But it hasn't affected me this far. I went live for like a month before I got the agency, to not have the accolades. And I think that's the incredible part of becoming someone who detaches from the hustle culture. We don't need the external validation. We do the thing. That's not the measure anymore. Can we provide value? Can I impact someone's life? And I've built in the wrong direction so many fucking times. I know exactly what it feels like from the inside when the hustle is going, but the purpose isn't there. I mean, my network marketing, when I was really, really crazy into that, like 7 years ago, 6, 7, or 8 years ago, maybe, went crazy. The Woo space, that was not a small season. Like that was real time, real energy, real work, belief building a framework that turned out not to be my shit. I wasn't lazy. I was hustling. I had two coaches, three coaches. I was showing up, producing, building, growing shit by hustle culture's metrics. Underneath all of it was that hollowness. Yeah, the money is coming. I just didn't feel good. I didn't feel good. It's something, I mean, it literally almost killed me. I'm pretty sure I almost lost my soul to a demon. It's none of that shit. I was in the wrong direction. And the effort that you put in, like, because you're putting significant effort, you're doing all this work, and it makes everything harder to see. Like, you don't have clarity anymore. And when God redirected me and I dismantled everything and I started building this, the difference is not in how hard I worked because I worked hard on both things. I'm working hard on, just as hard here. I don't have three coaches right now. Okay. We're down to one, not a big deal. But the difference is in what the work cost me versus like what it gave back. The hustle without purpose work was depleting in a way that I couldn't give back to myself no matter how much I rested. The purpose aligned work, it's still demanding. It still requires everything I have on hard fucking days. But it's not depleting in the same way because it's coming from the right place, because it's coming from that foundation of Christ, because it's coming from the core of who I am. And I am not going to coach you to work less. I'm just coaching you to find the right direction that makes the work sustainable, that makes hard days survivable. People are like, how the fuck can you do everything you do? Clearly, you can ask me that question because you can't handle what you're doing because it's probably not your thing. I know people would hate to hear that. But if you ask me if I love what I do, I don't have to think about that. I fucking love podcasting. I love helping people start their podcast. I love this. It is what I was made for. I think I'm really good at it too. I think I'm really good at it. Even if I wasn't, if I didn't get the pats on the back every fucking interview, if I, you know, and don't get me wrong, I love it. I do. I read my reviews, bitch, on What Makes You Special. I have straight over 100 so far posted 5-star reviews. Not bad for 4 months' work. You know what I'm saying? So, do I love the metrics? Yes. But also, I've run a podcast for 4 years where no one's leaving the reviews. I don't have guests on the show to say, hey, you did a great job. Nobody's giving me the pat on the back. I still love it. Guess what show that is? Bitch, you're listening right now. And I'm not saying y'all don't have to like fill my inbox today with a bunch of accolades and love because I see the metrics. I know you're here. I know you're out there. But it is, I love it, even if I didn't get the pats on the back. Even if I wasn't, you know, starting to finally build an income here. I love it. I mean, I can't even tell you how many interviews I've had. Seven-figure business owners, I mean, they have every metric that hustle culture celebrates, you know? They've got revenues, teams, audience recognitions in the industries, like external standards. They've won the hustle. So many of these conversations, so many. But success was empty. On every conversation, success is empty. And it was, I mean, there's several times where I've asked if the revenue disappeared tomorrow and nobody's watching, would you still do this? And those people can't say yes. You know they were in the wrong direction. And some of them literally blow up the business. Some of them did like slow breakups. But everything they've done works for them and they've learned a really hard lesson. And I mean, you guys, please go listen to some of those conversations. It's amazing. And if you guys have been in the hustle culture and you feel the hollowness underneath it, please send the episode to the one person who's in the same place. The one who looks successful from the outside, but you know they're empty as fuck on the inside. They need to know someone sees them and someone has called this out and they need to know there's a different way. Okay. Jesus was asked by a religious leader what the greatest commandment was. And the religious leader expected an answer from the law, from that regulatory framework of the hustle, essentially, of what religious compliance. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. He said, all the law and the prophets hang on these two. Everything, all of it, hangs on relationship and love. I've read it a couple times. It doesn't hang on output. It's not on compliance metrics, not on how much you produced or how efficiently you manage your time or whether your calendar was color-coded or whether you answered emails before the sun came up. The whole framework of what matters reduces to this. Are you connected to the right source? Are you loving from that connection? That foundation in Christ, everything else is derivative. Hustle culture has spent decades telling you that the output's the measure. Jesus said the connection is the measure, and the output that flows from the genuine connection to purpose and calling and love is different in quality and its sustainability from the output that flows from grinding toward external metrics that we're never actually measuring what matters. Hang everything on the right thing. The right thing is never going to be the hustle. And when you find your soul work, you find that God-given gift, the potential you were handed before you were born, the shit you're actually built for, the hustle disappears. And it's not because you stop working hard. Don't fall for that. It's because you stop needing the external validation to tell you whether you're on the right track. So you stop checking metrics 17 times a day because they're no longer the measure of whether you're doing the right thing. You have an internal measure that is more reliable and more just immediately available. And then you stop buying the next course that promises to fix the growth because you're not trying to optimize an output from a direction you're uncertain about. You are building from something you are certain about, and the building itself is informative about what to do next. God will literally lay out each next step. You stop putting on the show, pretending the hustle for an audience, because the work isn't, it's not about being seen to be serious. It's about the actual work reaching people it was made for. Are you making an impact? You stop looking for that shit outside of yourself to validate whether you're enough. And doesn't make you arrogant or immune to feedback, but it's because the ground you're standing on is solid enough that the external input can be useful information rather than the deciding vote on your worth today. It is not the easy path. Finding that God-given soul work and building from it requires radical fucking honesty. Hustle culture doesn't demand that of you. Hustle culture will let you avoid hard questions, hard truths of whether the direction is right as long as you keep producing. Purpose-based work makes you answer the question. Sometimes the answer is going to be uncomfortable as shit. But the people sitting across from me in interviews who are miserable inside the success they work so hard for would give anything to have had that discomfort early, before they built the wrong shit at a great expense. Ask the questions now, find the direction that doesn't require external validation, and build from there. And today, ask yourself the question, the woman from the, if revenue disappeared and nobody's watching, would you still do that? Like, sit with that honestly and write out the truth. This week, audit one place in your life where you're producing for the metrics rather than the mission. Just a piece of content, a commitment, one thing on the calendar that's there because hustle culture told you it should be there rather than because it comes from what you're actually built for. Ask the soul work question. Not what can I build that the market will pay for? What am I built for? What is the thing that when I'm doing it makes the hard days sustainable and the good days feel like what I always thought success should feel like? That question's the beginning of the direction that will not leave you empty. I've coached the people hustle culture produced. I've sat across from them in interview after interview. The pattern doesn't fucking lie. External metrics without internal purpose produces people who have won the wrong game and they're too tired to figure out how to play a different one. They sell out. You don't have to build that version of the story. The soul work exists. The thing you're built for exists. And when you find it, start operating from it. The hustle culture just disappears because you're not looking for anything outside of yourself anymore to validate your existence. You want to find your voice. This is where you start. External validation stops being the oxygen. It's the purpose. The purpose becomes the oxygen. Purpose doesn't run out the way that dopamine does. Purpose compounds. We made a deal with God when we chose this life. We knew we were coming here with something to give. Not a productivity metric, something to give to serve people, the specific, unrepeatable, this could only come from you contribution that has always waited for you to stop chasing the wrong shit long enough to find it. Stop chasing the wrong shit. I would love for you to come work with me. I help people find the soul work and build the platforms to deliver it. The podcast that comes from the right place, reaching the right people, doing what it was always supposed to do. Check the show notes. Come find me. Better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. That is our assignment.